blessing and honor, glory and power. I want you to say that out loud. This is the King of glory, and He is entering into this place, into your homes, wherever you're watching from. All glory and honor, blessing and power belongs to the Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth. And we honor you this morning, Lord, our Father. Blessing and honor, all glory and power belongs to you forever and ever and ever and ever in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Father, I pray that every heart that is in this place and everyone all over the globe, that our hearts will turn to you this morning, recognize you for who you are, the great I am. We honor you, Lord. We exalt your name. It is an honor for us to be your children. It is an honor for us to be called by your name. Thank you for the privilege. Thank you for your Son. Thank you for the blood. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 In this atmosphere, I want everyone in this house to take your seat. And I welcome you in your homes, wherever you are finding yourself on your mobile device. It does not matter. Because the beautiful thing is that there's no distance in the Spirit. The Lord meets us. And as Jade has declared as well in 2 Chronicles, that the eyes of the Lord finds us. It doesn't matter if we feel that we are in a small town, in an area where nothing is happening. I want to say to you that the Lord locates you. And He comes and He empowers you for the purpose that He has for your life. In Jesus' name. I want you to take your Bibles out. And this morning we're going to delve into the book of Acts, chapters 3 and 4. And we are talking about a now faith. What does that mean? Now faith is an immediate faith. It's faith that responds as soon as the Lord starts speaking. It's the kind of faith that has immediate obedience. Why? Because we know that the God that we serve has the best plan for our lives. Therefore, when He says to you, do something, we can obey immediately and rest in His goodness wholeheartedly. Now, a person with now faith, let's call it active faith. This is someone who knows their godly identity, who they are, and then you recognize that the Lord has deposited something within your heart that other people has a need of. Listen to this. You recognize that the Lord has deposited something within you. And that is the answer to the question that someone in your close vicinity, in your neighborhood, in your family life is looking for. That means that you are operating and you are a carrier of the anointing of God. Hallelujah. I pray that over you today, that you will recognize the power and the authority because you are a son and a daughter of the Most High God. And now I want us to look at how this kind of active faith, how this now faith reacts when it is persecuted, when the heat is turned up in this hour that we are living in. How do we respond if we are those with an active now faith? And this is where we come to my favorite portion of scripture in Acts chapter 3 and 4. And if you're there, you can join me even on your mobile devices. If you are watching us on the DSTV platform, I want to encourage you to go to Facebook real quick, to myfaith.tv. We are live streaming there as well. I want you to go to the comment section. I want you to say, I am here, I've got it. I want some of our ambassadors that are standing by to jot down the scriptures because I'm going to be delving into quite a few scriptures this morning. And here in Acts chapter 3, we find Peter and John. And they are encountering a man who has been crippled, and the Bible says, for all of his life. Some translation says, for 40 years. And every single day, people would come and they would pick this lame man up and they would take him to the gate beautiful that is near the temple. And they would put him down there, and there he would be begging and asking for alms. And then we find in verses 6 of Acts chapter 3, here Peter speaks up and he says to this man, he says to him, "I don't have silver or gold for you, but what I do have, I'm going to give to you." Now, I want to challenge you that we won't be those who just think that the disciples and Peter and John, they didn't have any money to give in any way, so they were just poor. No, you see, Peter had the revelation because they went to the temple every day and he saw this man. And he might have seen that every single day this man is begging and people are putting coins in his life. And he saw that the coins that he's getting is not having any altering effect in the long term on this man's life. And then he speaks up and he says to him, "I'm going to impart to you." Hallelujah. So he imparted with a supernatural touch by the power of Christ Jesus within him. And he says to him, "In the name of Jesus Christ, get up and walk." There's the instruction. And it says that the man stood up, his bones and his ligaments strengthened at once. He was getting up and he was walking and leaping and praising God. Oh, I love this. He was walking and leaping and praising God. If you are getting ready for your miracle today, let your actions speak loud. And you say, "Lord, I am ready. I'm going to walk, I'm going to leap, and I'm going to praise the Lord." So it was his obedience to the instruction that brought about this miracle. You see, the Bible said that miracles is actually there for the unbeliever. It is to open the hearts of those who does not yet believe. And then when a miracle happens, suddenly the crowd around you starts seeing, "Oh wow, something happened." And their hearts are wide open. And Peter saw this. And it says in Acts chapter 3, verses 9 and 10, it says, "When all the people saw him jumping up and down and they heard him glorifying God, they realized that it was the crippled beggar. They saw him every day and they passed by him at the beautiful gate. And astonishment swept over the crowd, for they were amazed at what had just happened to him." You see, their hearts were open because they knew this man. And Peter used this opportunity to preach to the people, and their hearts were open to receive. And he said to them, "Repent of your sins." And Peter actually went as far and he said to them, made it very clear, and he said, "You killed the author of life, Jesus Christ, through your ignorance." Now you can imagine when they said this, this caused a major stirring, and then the priests and the officials got upset and they arrested Peter and John. But you see, the seeds have already been sown by the words that he's been preaching. And it says in Acts 4 verse 4 that many in the crowd began to believe, and it brought the total number of men who believed to nearly 5,000. So the believers were increasing. And unfortunately, it is that when persecution comes, when the heat is turned up, when you and I have to make a choice now, who do we believe in? Who is our God? Then growth happens. I want to encourage you to not wait till persecution comes before you decide who you're going to follow. So Peter and John was then brought in for questioning, and they asked them, "In whose name do you perform these miracles?" Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, he spoke boldly, and he said to them in Acts 4:12, he says, "There is salvation in no one else, and there is no name under heaven through which we must be saved." And in Acts 4 verse 13, it says then that the council members were astonished as they witnessed this bold courage of Peter, especially when they discovered, listen to this, that they were just ordinary men. They were like you and me. They never had any religious training whatsoever. And then the people began to understand the effect that Jesus had on them simply by spending time with him. The effects that Jesus has by you spending time with him. A life lesson today is you become the average of the people that you spend most time with. Very important. You become the average of the people that you spend most time with. Get into the Word, that the fragrance of Jesus, the life of Jesus, can emanate and flow from you. So Peter and John were now commanded, and they said to them, "Never again will you teach or preach in the name of Jesus." Friends, take it in this time that we are living in, and what the world is saying. And they were faced with the same thing. They said to him, "You never again do that." Acts 4:18. But they replied and they said, "Do you think that God wants us to obey you rather than him?" Do you remember when I started off, I said that a now faith, an active faith, is a faith that is obedient to the word of God. And here they so boldly challenged them. "Do you think that God wants us to obey you rather than him?" And they said, "We cannot stop telling about everything that we have physically seen and heard." So after this, the council threatened them further, but they did not want to cause a riot, so they let them go. And now when they left that place, they came out of prison, what did they do? They gathered together, everyone. Remember I said the 5,000 men, their women and children, the disciples, everyone got together. And they started praying. But not as we think. Never once did they say, "Oh God, look at this. Lord, take us out of this place." No, listen to this prayer in Acts 4, verse 29 to 31. "I pray that your spirit man will be wide open today." They said, "Oh no, oh Lord, hear their threats and give us your servants great boldness in preaching your word. Stretch out your hand with healing power, Lord, and may miraculous signs and wonders be done through your name, the holy servant Jesus." And after this prayer, they said that the meeting place started shaking and they were all filled once again with the Holy Spirit. And then they preached the word of God with even more boldness. I just love this. This is the position of the believer in the last hour. Not God, look at them. Oh God, take us away from God. Come and take us out of this place. God, give us more boldness because we know who we are. In Jesus' name. So last week I said to you that the Holy Spirit divinely empowers everyone who says, "God, I want to be a witness for you." And I pray that right now, every person in this place and everyone watching will receive a divine empowerment from the Spirit of the Lord, that you will be His witnesses. You are needed in this hour, family. We are called to tell people that there is a Christ that loved them so much that he died to save them. Bold and tenacious. That is who we are. And you see the rest of the book of Acts, if you read it, you see how the number of believers just kept on increasing, even under severe circumstances. And it's all about that name. It's the name of Jesus. You see, it's the name that carries the ultimate power and the authority. They're against that name. But Jesus' name shall be forever on our lips. I want to declare that to everyone watching, everyone out there. If you are not believing, I want to say to you that the name of Jesus saves. It is the name of Jesus that is our strong tower. And it will be forever on our lips. And in Philippians chapter 2, verses 9, in the NLT it says, "Therefore God elevated him to a place of highest honor, and he gave him the name above all names." Now this morning, I want to give you an opportunity. If you have never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, but you want this bold faith, you know that you have tried everything in this world. You've sought out everything, but nothing satisfied. And you're feeling broken and lost and lonely. And maybe you've even contemplated taking your own life. I want to say to you, my friend, that there is a hope, there is an answer. Because Jesus died the day that he was on that cross, he saw your face. And he died for you to give you that opportunity to come into the kingdom. And I'm going to pray with you in a moment. And if there are anyone else, even in this place, and you say, "Once upon a time, I was like Peter and John. I was on fire for the Lord. I was not ashamed to preach the gospel. But circumstances had happened and I've grown cold and weary. But I want to get back to that place. I want to say to you, it's never too late. The Father is right there, arms wide open, welcoming you in. He's not like a natural dad that ever pushes you away. He is the good, good Father. And He sent His Son. So if that is you in this place, wherever you're watching me from, lift up your hand to heaven as a sign that we surrender to Him. And I want you to boldly pray after me this morning and say, Dear Lord Jesus, I run to You today and I accept You as my Father, my Lord, my Master, and my best friend. I repent of all my sin. Wash me clean. Wash my mind. Give me a holy boldness to declare Your goodness into all the world. And today, by faith, I am saved. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. If you have prayed that prayer with us, I want to say to you, if any thought comes your way to say to you, you're not really saved, I want you to take down that thing. The Word of God says, pull down every stronghold that wants to come against the glory of Jesus Christ, because by faith you have been saved. You are now part of the kingdom of light. Things will never be the same again. In Jesus' name, I want you to send us an email. The email address is whatnow@myfaithtv.com.